I'm Michelle Long. Time for a daily market wrap this Thursday, September 23, 2021. Philippine shares climbed ahead of the Philippine Central Bank's policy decision, where it's widely expected to maintain policy rates at record lows. BPI's lead economist June Neri, however, believes a rate hike could soon come if the BSP keeps to its inflation targeting mandate. He adds, keeping real rates, which reflects the real cost of funds adjusted for inflation, negative for too long could be bad.
They cannot be stepping on the accelerator all the time. They have to try to ease off the accelerator a little bit. No? They don't have to put the brakes immediately. But the question is, how accommodative should accommodative be? No? Must interest rates be so negative, like in the Philippines, minus 3%? No? Or is 2% enough, minus 2% enough? No? In anticipation of the FOMC announcing a taper later this year, hiking next year, the ECB doing the same next year. And of course, our import bill is starting to grow really fast, Mimi, and this will have pressures on the peso. Central banks have to be clear about what they're anchoring their policies on, Mimi. Mm-hmm. And we all know that the Philippines, together with many other central banks, target inflation. Chile, South Korea, no, countries that are also suffering from Delta are under the risk of growth being disrupted by the Delta variant. We're willing to hike interest rates because their mandate is very clear. Their mandate is to keep inflation manageable.
Well, Wanda's Jeff Hawley says central banks in less rich ASEAN economies will need to stay dovish through 2022, but might not be able to cut further.
In the emerging market, the developing markets, the story is different because your cycles are out of sync with the Northern Hemisphere heavyweights, and you have less fiscal firepower, I'd say, because quite simply, you're not as rich. So the central banks have to step in and do what they do. And that's what we've seen from Indonesia, the Philippines. And ASEAN's perhaps a little bit more nerve-wracking than other parts of the world because mostly you've cut rates to the bone. Now it's at 2% in the Philippines, so you could cut to 1%. But what would be the monetary policy transmission of that cut? You're probably not going to get as much bang for your buck.
For the day, the PSE index finished up by a third of 1%, back above 6,900, despite foreign funds turning net sellers for the day. Sun Life Investment Management and Trust's Olan Caperina says, while markets may be pricing in another triple R cut next year, for now, liquidity remains ample.
Flirting around 7,000 level. And I think the market is trying to break out, but unfortunately, the COVID-19 cases are still high. But looking at next year, we're looking at 7,980 as the market consensus. So that's around 16% upside from current levels. Actually, our Inno's target is closer to that at around 7,900. So in terms of downside, I'm looking at 6,550 for now, which is a 61% retracement from the recent high of 6,984. Next year, we're looking at an earnings growth of around 24%, so that's positive for the market. And PE for next year would be around 17 times, which is just at par with the five-year average. So I think it's reasonable.
In corporate stories, Lucky Me manufacturer Mondanisin becomes the first FMCG partner of SB Corp for the Staples program, or the Sustaining Trade Access to Primary Food and Link to Enterprises program, which will provide sari-sari stores access to collateral and interest-free loans to help them grow amid the pandemic. SB Corporation, or Small Business Corporation, is under the Trade Department. Meanwhile, PhilInvest Land plans to offer up to 10 billion pesos worth of fixed-rate peso retail bonds, the second tranche from its 30 billion peso shelf registration program. The bonds will have a maturity period ranging from 4 to 6 years. Finally, Jollibee will offer up to 12 million preferred shares and has set initial dividend rate at 3.2821 and 4.2405% per annum. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.